Your boy look crazy. Max look crazy out here. He look bad. He look dusty. He look dirty. He look despicable. He look low down, no integrity having. Like, this is real. Like, this look really bad. Like, this is what I mean when I'm telling y'all. Like, Max is not great yet. He's cost stapping, capping. He's not great yet. All right? He got two chips. He's not great yet. I don't care what nobody say. Everybody talking about realize the future. What could be? He could be great. Could be, should be, would be, means you ain't be. He's not great yet. In this type of mentality, be careful. Pride cometh before the fall. Pride cometh before the fall. Y'all got Max out here thinking he great. Y'all got Max out here thinking he legendary. And y'all are responsible. Red Bull wholeheartedly responsible for raising a spoiled temper tantrum throwing brat. Perez, Checo, has not only helped Max out monumentally. 2021, may I add, although all the debacle, that was a scandal that inevitably enabled Max to win a championship in 2021. But Checo has been what people would have liked Valtteri to be when it comes to defense. That's just facts. I know, at least for me, Valtteri was nowhere near what Checo is, MOD, Minister of Defense, when it comes to helping out a teammate. All right. Checo has been asked to shuffle along to let Max through plenty of times. People wanted to, oh, the pace. Listen, it said your boy's all mad. Max all mad about something that happened in Monaco. Wait a minute. Monaco. Wait, hold on. Let me just be sure. I just need to check something real quick. I just need to check something real quick. Check my records real quick in real time and just see when Monaco was. I'm on a pass. So 15 races ago. We talking about 15 races back. You still holding on to some shit that happened in Monaco, Max? Yo, first, okay, let's go to the tape because this shit is outrageous. Let's go to the tape. First of all, in Brazil, in this race, they tell, once again, Perez is asked to scoot side, let Max through to take some points off, I believe, Alpine and Aston. What does Checo do? Checo is in front of Max, by the way. What does Checo do? Let's Max through on the corner where Max should have took through on the corner if he could, but he didn't, against Lewis Hamilton, and collected a 5-second penalty because he put his nose somewhere. He didn't have the lead, didn't have the pace, but that's another video for another time. Anyway, we're in this. Checo does that. After that, it's already explained to Max that if you can't do it, we're going to swap back, give Checo his spot back. Something like Lewis Hamilton did for Valtteri back in the day by giving him his spot back and letting him have the first place win. Just letting y'all know, since, you know, real champions, real greats, real legends, real people with integrity and character, that's what they do. Lewis Hamilton did that. Max, not so much, all right? So here we go. First message coming through, of course, to Max.
Russell. Max, if we don't pass Fernando on the exit 12, can we let Checo through, please? Let Checo back through.
Max, if you can't get by, can we go ahead and give Checo, give Perez a spot back? All right? These are team orders. These are team orders. You work for the team. You're a driver on the team. You might be a championship driver. Two-time, faulty one, clouded with a cost cap scandal on the second this season. But still, you drive for Red Bull. But Red Bull is toxic, and we've seen this, and we know this. And Perez said something a while back in one of the races that he won first place in, which stems from supposedly where this smite of Max Verstappen talks about. Perez said, I'm so happy to be a part of this team. Are you, bro? Are you still happy to be a part of this team? I don't know if you're that. You already said once you might have signed too early, and you did. But next thing, let's get to the second radio message.
Max Verstappen, I think, on the team radio.
Max, let Checo through, please. Let Checo back through. Max, what happened?
I told you already last time. You guys told to ask that again to me. Okay? Are we clear about that? I gave my reasons, and I stand by it.
This y'all king. This who y'all holding up so high? I understand that character is separate than talent in a car. But I'm here to tell y'all, this is not golf. This is not tennis. This is a team sport, although two drivers, several engineers, director, all it's a team sport. It's a team sport, strategists. It's a team sport. All right. You were given a team order in which Perez has been given several damn times. He's been given this type of order. And he's complied several damn times. He's helped you out, Max, several damn times. And here you are, Max Verstappen, here you are. We're sixth place, bro. This is not helping. You already a champion 2022. Red Bull already constructor champion 2022. But what Red Bull is trying to go for is getting Perez in front of Charles at Ferrari to collect that next spot to have 1-2 driver in the championship standings. And you slap Perez in the face like that. This shows you all what type of character, what type of person, and proves me right about what I've been saying about Max Verstappen, car strapping, maxi pad whining, temper tantrum throwing, having. Proves me right. I've been telling y'all, and I'm telling y'all this, Max may turn back to regret this. Let's go a little bit. We're not going to even go in depth. We're going to go a little bit to Monaco. Now, y'all remember this.
But he's going to have to pull off an overtake to do it. They check up his tires. And Max, even from his position, no.
Now, let me tell you here. Max is complaining about Perez's tire. Perez is in first place. In between Perez and Verstappen is Sainz. Max, once you get past Sainz, then holler at me. But if you're asking me, Perez, in first place, in a race where we are less than hundreds of a second from each other, to find a way to yield my position to let you in for more points in a podium and a finish, you're out of your damn mind at this point in time asking for that in this situation. There's no way Perez yields his position to let Max through without probably falling four spots down. Because mind you, the Ferraris were right there in the mix. Right behind Max was damn Charles Leclerc. Right behind Max. So what's Perez supposed to do? Give up first place, get passed by you and Sainz, and then probably fall victim to damn Charles too? No, there's no way that's supposed to work like that. That's crazy talk. But that is what Max likely wanted. And then let's look at Max. While Perez wins his race, let's watch Max celebrate with Perez. Let's watch Max celebrate with Perez. Oh, my bad. I don't got that clip. You want to know why? Because it didn't happen. If you go back and watch the video, it didn't happen. Perez pulls up to the number one spot. Max gets out of his car, walks off. Perez is out of his car. There's no coming up congratulating. Hey, good race, good win, bro. None of that. It didn't happen. It didn't happen. That's the type of time Max saw. And then you talking about 15 races later, you talking about that? Come on, bro. You need to stop. So why it sits right now, you just screwed Perez. Perez now is tied with Charles for second, but not really. Because Charles has more race wins. So that's the tiebreaker. Remember, kind of situation like y'all want to talk about that would happen if they were tied in Abu Dhabi, but not didn't happen. So, yeah. And while I'm talking on this, Max has the lack of character to go on press conference and say it's not the end of the world. They're tied up. That sounds vaguely similar to something he said. Lewis Hamilton's got 7 championships. It probably shouldn't matter. Bro, you are twisted, and you're as twisted as some of your delusional fans out here, and that's the mindset you got. It's not the end of the world. Who says that next race Perez doesn't go in and Red Bull has a DNF or he gets wrecked out? Are you stupid, or are you just that a horrible of a person? You're not stupid. Clearly, you're that horrible of a person. There's no guarantee on that. It's one race left. And now you want to talk about we went in, we talked about it. Checo will have my support going forward. Shut up. Shut up. You sound stupid. Now you sound stupid. You're not stupid. You just sound stupid. Have your support. Are you, man, let me tell you something, Max, what you might have just did. Bro, you might have just hindered your career. You just might have hindered yourself having championships going forward. If there was no time, like any other time, like Perez already said, he might have signed early. He might be thinking, I don't want to be with this team. You know what, bro? I've helped you out. Matter of fact, a lot of your shit is due because of what I've done. The dirty work, the mercenary, the merc out here in the field, doing all the damn black ops work. And you know what? I'm done with it. Have your luck. See what you do with another partner who don't is not MOD. Pride coming before the fall, I'm trying to tell y'all. If this does not get rectified and Perez goes into limp mode next season, don't know what's going to happen, but might not be good. Just saying. But anyway, Max looked bad. It was bad, and that's who he really is. When he's under pressure, when things is not going his way, that's who he is. He's not a good driver when he's mad. He's a front runner. Factually, he's a front runner. You know, hey, not everybody can be great. Not everybody can be a legend. Not everybody can be bigger than the sport they're in. Well, aside from Lewis Hamilton. He can be that. He's proved that, right? But hey, you do what you want to do, say what you want to say, but don't call me a liar. It's on tape. Max said it right there on radio, so y'all see what he is. Don't look for anything else. Red Bull, great job, pit stop. Great job. Team, that was like a team replacing a front wing in 10 seconds. That's crazy. Big shout out to Red Bull pit crew. Big shout out to Mercedes. Hella strides of progress made and seen over the last few races realized in pace. That's looking good for Mercedes. Ferrari, big shout out to you for not looking so bad today. Like, you actually looked good. You actually looked all right. That's good. That's progress in itself. And McLaren, the Papaya team, tough break. Didn't finish. No points for either driver. It not a good time, not a good look, but you got that settlement thing done with Alpine. You can start working with Oscar Piastri, more honed in and focused on what's coming up in 2023. You got what seems to be a very solid driver lineup forming up. Could be some good things in the mix next season. Aston Martin, yeah, whatever. So, hey, see y'all later. Peace. Thanks for watching another episode of Wolfpack Performance. Don't forget to check out some of my other content on Formula One and motorsports topics. Like, share, subscribe, and we go live on the weekends. See you soon.